Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Guatemala, new threats by the state against the Peasant Unity Committee and its leader, Daniel Pascual. Harassment by the judicial system, the media and paramilitary forces on the communities resisting a cement plant and highway also exerted on Daniel Pascual of the Peasant Unity Committee Villa Campesina in a Guatemala led by Otto Perez Molina was recently denounced on international level in a press conference. In Guatemala, the 12 communities in resistance of San Juan Zacatepeque's Guatemala department have carried out community consultations, peaceful marches, petitions of consultation under the Constitutional Court, meetings with the United Nations Special Rapporteur and Indigenous Peoples, requests to meet with the President of the Republic, among other resistance actions against the building of the regional highway that would go through the territories they inhabit. The response by the state, the companies and stakeholders has been to criminalize, persecute, imprison, kidnap and murder community leaders, militarization, unfair sentences, defamation and false accusations, states of emergency, and payment of high sums in bails, intimidation and involvement of paramilitary groups. The most extreme act of violence took place on September the 19th in the massacre against Los Pajoques community, San Juan Zacatepeque's municipality, which resulted in the death of 8 people and 11 injured people, where the official and business version is that it was started by the communities that defend their territory, without mentioning that it is precisely the presence and projects of the cement company, in addition to the imposition, neglect and oppression of the government, which has given way to the high levels of conflicts that did not exist before Cementos Progreso arrived to San Juan Zacatepeque. This is added to accusations through false information against Daniel Pascual, leader of Villa Campesina Guatemala and the Peasant Unity Committee, organization that has joined the resistance process against the cement company and the building of the highway. Precisely on October the 13th, there was a press conference in the Guatemalan capital where the repeated criminalization against the organization was denounced at the international level and protection measures of the integrity of their leaders were demanded.
Real World Radio, broadcasting free words. Building popular communications by FOI.